11 minutes past the hour of 8. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM. Dina Diamond, fresh back. Not so fresh, maybe. You look fresh. You look fresh. I actually can't get over that. I will say anything. I'm quite cheap that way.
I like it.
keep going. Right. From the Jewish Achiever Award. And wow, what an experience. It was just the food was phenomenal. Absolutely Beyond. Phenomenal. The only thing that was problematic for me, I have to say, and it was so delicious, but those little things with chicken pate and the cherry on the top was so unbelievable. I decided you just can't have one of these things. And then eventually I did, and I had to go home for a shower. Basically, I was a total mess.
You had to have it all. What do you mean?
The food was unbelievable. The food was absolutely incredible.
Listen,
dessert was something that I have never seen in my life.
Absolutely. And it was actually meant to be like that. So just for those who weren't lucky enough to get the dessert, it was a box of goodies. So everyone got their own box with little...
It looked like one of those matzah boxes.
Yeah. In fact, I can't tell you the debates that went on about the size of the box, how big should the box be, what's the covering of the box, and everyone, and then John Flismas, who was an outstanding MC. He was so on form. I mean, I've heard him say, we've used him before.
Yeah.
But was he outstanding
last
night?
Look, he did use some of the same jokes before.
Oh, no, he was hilarious.
He was very funny, but...
I heard my sister laughing from the other side of the hall. But he was hilarious. He was fantastic.
He was
marvelous. And as he always goes, he's Greek, so you can't even shout at him for not being Jewish.
You can't even fire me from being Jewish,
yes,
she
exactly.
said. It was
and
very funny.
Although I did love, I don't know if you were there for when he said he's going to have Survivor next year. So Survivor Jewish Achievers. And he's going to vote those off the island.
No, he didn't. But I wasn't there for that.
Marvelous. So the little dessert box had, it had potted lint fondant or chocolate. It had lemon lime custard meringue tartlet, rhubarb and pear sorbet on forest fruits and blueberry coulis. It had sun-kissed pumpkin and apple caramel pudding and Coach House macadamia nougat.
It was phenomenal.
I ate my entire box. I was running around. I didn't even finish my mains. I was starving.
No, it was incredible. And it came in this box. It looked very – and you slid this box out, and it had all that – what do they call that, like, paper?
The hessian,
it wasn't hessian,
shredded stuff.
It was just incredible. It looked very, very industrial.
Everywhere.
And then even the sweets were in like a little rustic tin that you had to. Zanati, I've got photos for you because you weren't there.
Yeah,
Zanati.
So you know, it was all about creating something out of the ordinary, creating something really stunning and experiential. And I think that is what happened throughout the whole evening. I mean, Benjamin Zander blew the entire crowd away.
No, he was
phenomenal.
So
for those who didn't know, he is he actually started the Boston Philharmonic, one of the greatest conductors in the world. And he literally took that, Joburg Symphony Orchestra and created a world-class orchestra with doing Beethoven's Fifth. People were on their feet. Yeah. They were loving every minute of him. It was so cultural. We even pretended we were all cultural.
Yeah, we all suddenly,
Hold on.
Ian says, Howard, it's called Raffia. Get woke.
Oh gosh. It's so hard to be so woke so early in the morning.
Yeah, especially after a night, before it wasn't.
And it was a big night out.
I just looked at the photos of this food and I'm thinking, why didn't Howard prepare badgos for me?
Excuse me, you were meant to be there.
I do have to tell you, some people did pack it to go. I did see boxes leaving the hall.
Yeah, I did as well, actually.
Many a box.
Actually, there was one table, but I think it was one of your sponsors, so I didn't want to be rude. but they were piled so high you couldn't see the people at the table. But I think it was, and then when I was a bit rude because I said, what is going on here? They said, excuse us, we basically paid for this event. So we get to keep as many as we like.
Howard?
No, I respect that.
Yes, don't harass the sponsors.
Well, excuse me, don't harass the sponsors. What happens when another sponsor harasses another sponsor?
Well, another winner harasses a sponsor.
Right, no, oh yes, it's true, when a winner
You know, it's all, it's all freedom of speech. So, you
right,
know,
so just for anybody who, one of the awards, one of the prizes were sponsored, was sponsored by South African Airways.
Voyager, South African Airways.
All right. Well, there you have it. And, clearly that was made very clear on the night.
But also just so you know, it wasn't a mandatory sponsorship because they did help fly in Benjamin Zander.
Right.
So it was actually part of, okay. The gifting.
Very, very nice. Either way, I think it's wonderful that they did it. I'm certainly not criticizing anybody who gives, to community. I think it was wonderful. So that was one award from SA Voyager. And then another one was, from the humanitarian award was sponsored by, one of the alcohol companies.
Yes, Glenmorangie.
Was it Glenmorangie?
Did you have your Glenmorangie? It was on the table.
I didn't have it because I was driving.
It was going down a shot, apparently. Excuse the pun.
Right. And then the Corruption Busters who won
Watch.
Thank you very much. Who won the humanitarian award, stood up and he said, well, it's great that this award wasn't sponsored by SAA. And the whole audience, 900 people went.
There was a gasp.
There was a gasp. Vicky wants to know who did the catering.
Gary Friedman,
well done.
Helped out by Dennis, because only Dennis can help plate for 900 people.
But it was absolutely another level.
Yeah, listen, I must say, it just goes from level to level every single year, and there have never been 900 people. That went from 700 odd last year
last year the food wasn't great. In fact, euphemistically speaking, the food was appalling. But
it was all cooked this year, and
but I think it is important to remember that last year was fresh, straight
out of the
Stan and Pete scenario. So, so it was a bit of a problem last year, but this year just took it to another level. The whole evening was another level.
It was spectacular.
I don't think, certainly I can't think of one thing that I can fault in the evening. It was superb from the decor to the food to every aspect of it. The way in which you revised the way in which the videos were done.
So the evening moved
at a much quicker pace. It was incredible. Can we talk about, in fact, let's just go cut to some ads. We're going to come back and I want to talk about the winners because it was absolutely fantastic. We'll start off after ads just by listing all of them. Time is 8:20. Dina Diamond in a studio. We're talking about the Jewish Achiever Awards. Dina, can you just run through, if you don't mind, the list of the awards, the categories and the winners, and then just to give us a perspective.
For sure, Howard. All right. In the category, Capricorn Lifetime Achievement Award. Sorry, I'm just...
Right, yes.
You know, it is just awarded. Monday. All right. So, Capricorn sponsored this award for the Lifetime Achievement and in honor of Helen Suzman. And this went to Sir Mick Davis. So, we'll talk about each of them individually.
Exactly.
I'll just give you the names. All right. Kia Community Service Award went to Marco van Emden of the Cape. The SAA Voyager Art, Sport, Science and Culture Award went to Bafana captain Dean Furman, a legend of a human being.
Okay, we're talking about after that.
It's so hard to hold back on that one because he's just the best. All right. Then the Glenmorangie Signet Humanitarian Award went to, in honor of Chief Rabbi Cyril Harris, went to Corruption Watch. Europcar Women in Leadership Award went to Edna Frankel. Also hard to hold back on that one. SAA Voyager Special and Extraordinary Award went to Benjamin Zander. The Kirsch Family Entrepreneur Award went to Michael Giever. The ABSA Business Award was actually a joint award, and this was given to Greg Solomon of McDonald's and Barry Schwartzberg of Discovery/Vitality. And then the Professional Excellence Award was won by Joseph Gerassi, who's at Red Hill School. And the ABSA Business Icon Award went to the only unbelievable icon of Adrian Gore. So, I mean,
incredible.
That is
quite a
lineup.
What a list of winners. All right. So,
and all of them just so phenomenal and unbelievable. And every single story more enticing, more interesting than the next.
Right. And unsigned, unassigned says, Howard and Dina, all of us who have put these events together know these things don't just happen. Please give a special mention to Felicity Canto, who subtly without airs and graces weaved her magic so that 900 people were delighted and inspired.
And that is beyond true. Felicity Cantor is a legend beyond legend with her amazing team. And I must say, yes, no, it does. You know, they say it takes a village to get ready for awards. It took an entire city to do this awards team. And the awards team was unbelievable, from people who assisted, from Lana Roar. I mean, obviously Howard Sapstein runs that like a military operation.
Absolutely.
And you get Felicity. You've got Lana Roar. You've got, I mean, just every single person who helped. Danny Kadar, the CEO of the Jewish Report, Landsman. It literally is. I mean, I'm going to miss someone out,
right,
and I'm going to get in big
trouble for it. Because that's what we're focusing on.
No, but the team,
I
say, Felicity was amazing. So, and it went off without a hitch, and there is so much work that goes behind the scenes.
Let's talk about the winners. Okay, so for me, I have to tell you that Edna Frankel, when she stood up at 87 years old, and she had to be helped up onto the stage, and she spoke about her literacy programs that she runs in the prisons, and how our work is not yet done, but we've got a lot of work to do, and how we never ask a person what they're there for. I was incredibly moved. I found myself very much, very emotional during her. She was the only one I would say that had me on my feet, because the others, you know, I wasn't surprised by maybe, you know, the Sir McDavis, the Adrian
Gordies.
You know, we are constantly inspired by them. They are phenomenal, phenomenal human beings and icons. But when somebody, a woman of 87 years old, and she describes how she was in Israel during the time of the interview, and she had to be on Skype, and her grand, and she was crying because she couldn't get connected, and then her granddaughter helped her, then she felt bad that her granddaughter had spent the whole afternoon helping her. She just is a woman with such an incredible soul
moved. I think the entire audience was moved by Edna. And again, the work she does. And you know what I also love about her is that she's like, we're not finished. We're just getting started. And she's 87 and she is getting older, but she just says we have to continue. We have to do good. I mean, she's apparently, the numbers in terms of estimation of how many people she's helped is like over a million. And just that sheer number and that onward sort of push actually effect is massive. And she is just so gracious, and she's so lovely, and she's so warm. I mean, I was standing at the back of the hall actually for her speech, and the woman next to me was crying because she
I can
was
tell you
so
most of our
moved,
table most of
so
our table men and women were totally moved. Dean Furman was incredible.
So he has been Bafana captain, and the captain of Super Sport. So Stan Matthews, who got him to come to Super Sport, moved him back to the country, was also just great. And Dean is just the loveliest human being. I don't think he's been so involved historically with the Jewish community.
No.
I mean, he grew up in Cape Town, moved to the UK, came back to South Africa. I mean, a white Jewish male playing soccer, number one, and actually very good at it, and playing for Bafana. So, I mean, I interviewed him, and he said what he had to learn was how to dance in the change room. He said that was a bit different to what happens
so
in the UK.
Funny.
And he said, so culturally, he took time to adapt, but he said he just loves it, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. He's just such a, like, the epitome of a mensch, that everyone, like, you can't help but not like the guy. I mean, he's just amazing, and he's just so humble.
I'm not drawn to sports people at all, and I actually found him extremely authentic. Joseph Gerassi winning the professional award, also incredible award.
And also, you know, it's a very tough category because how to judge?
It's a very difficult one.
Very difficult one, and every year this is a debate. But you know, professional excellence, and they do have to come to a decision. And Joseph Gerassi apparently was a clear winner with the judges. He is so passionate about his education. He's passionate about his kids. He loves the kids. And that really does shine through. And, I mean, if you, educators, every single person, as Joseph said, who won that last night was educated by someone and had a person or a character or a teacher that did mentor them or that did influence them in some positive way. And Joseph is that individual. He really, because a teacher can change a life.
Right.
And I think he is that individual who has changed lives and does inspire kids and does make them feel better and does equip them for their life ahead. So, yeah, he really, really was outstanding and he also spoke beautifully. And then we had in the business category, I mean, we had the joint winners because, again, it was so hard to choose when you've got the likes of a Barry Schwartzberg and a Greg Solomon, both of them outstanding individuals. I mean, Barry Schwartzberg got up and, he was really, really funny. He goes, it's really quite a sort of a sick joke or quite a sense of humor when you have a health company winning next to a McDonald's. So,
absolutely.
What is historically seen as sort of the antithesis. But they both spoke so beautifully. They spoke about their journeys. They spoke about people. They spoke about positivity. And I mean, they both have been involved with so many and touched so many. Barry was one of the original founders of Discovery along with Adrian.
Well, also what I love about it and what I find inspiring in the Jewish Achievers Awards generally is that it isn't just about how much money people have made.
Absolutely not.
It's really about contribution to society. And every single person that stands up there, even as a winner in the business categories, which is not the humanitarian and all of those where you'd expect something a bit different, everyone who stands up, you could see hasn't just been involved in a narrow area of their business, but they've got a broader vision about making a world a better place. They've got vision way beyond their business area. And I find that to be the most inspiring aspect of the evening.
Absolutely. And Greg Solomon specifically spoke about that. And in his video, he even says it's not about lack of leaders. He says it's a lack of leadership and everyone should be leaders. And he says he's got like 12,000 people across South Africa with McDonald's, which he really tries to inspire. And you see it in his video and it's about people. And then which actually takes us to Adrian Gore, who won the Business Icon Award. And I mean, he is just always an icon of positivity. He's a ray of hope. And when he spoke, he got up and he actually said he's going to use the platform to talk about the fact that we always think we're in decline. In fact, he actually said something very, very interesting. So he said, statistically, they've done studies, obviously, in terms of behavioral theory and how he's looking at creating a bank. And he said that people naturally are optimistic when they look about their own futures and when they talk about their own futures, they always think that their future is going to be better than their past was. He said, but as a collective, as a society, you always think we're going downhill. We're always in decline. And he said, globally, that is the case. No matter what country you're in, no matter what society you're in, no matter what culture you're in, people are always more positive about their own futures than they are about the society. And society is always in decline. And he said, it's not the case. He said, our growth is much higher than it has been historically. And he gave a lot of numbers to actually support his view and that we're in a better place and that crime has gone down.
So I want to talk about that after the news, because to me, there was a very, very significant theme. Karen says, great show. Women James Bond licensed to chill. Ian says, please ask Dina where we'll be able to watch the videos and see all of the winners. I can't find it online. So proud to be amongst the collective community that continues to succeed irrespective of adversity. South Africa tends to go to the edge more often than other countries, yet unlike other countries like Venezuela, we manage to pull it back even where we seem to be holding on to the edge by our fingernails. Adrian Gore still manages to weave objective factor-based data with emotional encouragement to never give up. If a community that is measured by a fractional percentage of the entire community can achieve so much, imagine if the larger population did the same. Just think about that. So let's just talk about that. Let's just talk about that for a moment, because there was a lot of focus on positivity, and but the fact that there has to be a focus on positivity assumes negativity, and I think it's a safe assumption. South Africans coming off the back of an incredibly tough week. We're not necessarily confident that xenophobic violence and criminality has been fully curtailed. So it's within that atmosphere that the Jewish Achievers happened. It can't be easy.
Listen, absolutely. And in fact, if anything, it's actually quite fortuitous that it does happen at this time in South Africa. So yes, people are feeling very negative. There's a massive, swell and feeling about what's going on in terms of the xenophobia and actually just excuse for violence and excuse for anarchy. And, in amongst all of this, the positivity that comes out of the Jewish Achievers is what I always love. It's inspirational. It creates hope. It shows that there is progress. It shows that there is positivity. I mean, in terms of Corruption Watch, so they say, yes, things are being done and there has been progress. And I've actually listened to two economists in the last week and a half, and both of them said, I mean, they all paint quite a bleak picture, but we look globally. Right. We look at Donald Trump and what's happening with the trade wars with China. We look at what's happening in the UK with the Brexit or the sort of the issues leaving the EU. And then we look at South Africa, and the whole world is in flux at the moment, and there's nothing that really feels stable. And South Africa is no different. And we are going through a particularly tough time. People are talking immigration. The Rand had taken a clap. And what happened last night was everyone was saying, yes, there's xenophobia. And you know what? It's not okay. It's your job to do something about it. It's your job to stand up. And the whole theme of the Jewish Achievers was rise. So we don't always have a choice of what happens around us, but we do have a choice of how we deal with it and how we take it on as an individual. And that was the whole point of having the theme rise. You take it amongst yourself. You take it on and you decide to rise. You take it up to actually go beyond the situation that you're in and do something positive. You create change, you create like maybe an economic uplift or even some level of social uplift. Go volunteer, do anything to take it and make the situation better. Start talking positively. And that's what really, really the whole theme was about. And it really was actually quite ironic that that was the theme and that we found ourselves in particularly a difficult situation. But again, all the speakers who did speak last night said that we are. I mean, even Sir Mick Davis, who has lived out of this, out of South African society.
One did get a bit of a sense of disconnect between him and South Africa. And I'm not really sure in what way it was, but you definitely could feel he didn't feel quite connected to the communities, lived out of the country for 21 years.
Yes. So with that being said, he does come back quite often and he is connected and does have family here. But I think he is aware of what's going on. And I did actually interview him earlier. And what he said was he does realize that we are going through a difficult time, but South Africa is a great country. And he alluded to Brexit and the UK being.
And of course, he's very involved in the UK, in the Conservative Party.
Absolutely. So he headed up the Conservative Party. So had a very prominent role. And he's not a silly man. He really, really does understand how business works. He created like multi-billion-dollar enterprises. And he really, I think, in general, he understands that there are challenges, but that there is a possibility because South Africa, and also possibility is what Benjamin Zander spoke about.
The art of possibility. Yeah.
And, so when he said that when someone who made a mistake in the orchestra, he was like, don't ever say, oh, so you made a mistake. He said, that's
fascinating. And he throws his hands up in the air.
So he never says, are you doing fascinating? I know. So then it creates a whole positive sort of mood and everything. That's fascinating. So he doesn't say you've made a mistake. And then it creates like just the sort of ongoing optimism to carry on and to do better.
And Benjamin Zander talking a lot about people with shining eyes.
Yes,
and I love that your eyes are shining. You have shining eyes.
Yeah, and that's what he's talking about,
also a lovely thought that he talks about in his book, and he mentioned it last night, is when he starts his class at the university at the beginning of the year, he gives every student an A. Every student gets an A, and all they have to do in order to get their A, besides obviously the work that they'll do, but they have to write him a letter imagining themselves at the end of that academic year, looking back and saying, this is who I became.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it just gives people, it gives his students, he teaches the students they want to be, not the students who they are, or, you know, what they are. And he says the amazing thing is I'm teaching a class of A students. it was such an interesting and such a lovely, different way of
refreshing,
of
and
at
he's
it.
Also amazing. I mean, the man was born in 1939. He jumps around on that stage. I mean, listen, our conductors do.
How old is he?
So let's see, 1939, let's work that out.
Okay,
so that is 60, so he's 80 years old. Mm. I mean, that's phenomenal. 80 years old, and he was seriously bouncing around that. I mean, he was actually sweating on that stage. Did you see?
Because
he even got them to do a portion of the Beethoven's fifth, like, symphony, the last part of it. He said at like almost double the speed. He said, which is really unplayable, but we're going to play it tonight. And the orchestra just really followed his lead. They loved him. And, he also played in Soweto on Friday. And apparently he had these kids that knew that he was coming and they were literally shaking because they were so scared. You know, like it's really intimidating to have someone of his stature come and actually train you and you get them to actually play for you. And he apparently just came in and he said, you know, I just want you to relax. And he had also the shining eyes and he had them literally playing out of his hands. And it was a phenomenal, phenomenal experience.
Gina Dunn, before I let you go, unsigned asking about the voting, because this was the first year that that the public was allowed to vote or was invited to vote for the candidates. How did that
work?
So
we mixed up that formula quite nicely. And I think it worked fantastically. Mm. So, yes, the website, I know someone asked about it earlier, was www.jaa, Jewish Achiever Awards, 2019.co.za. So jaa2019.co.za. And we actually got over 40,000 unique views for the videos, over 7,000 votes. So that means people were engaging with this and people were looking at the candidates and they were actually saying, you know what, this is who they are. And there was amazing exposure and people really got to get involved and really vote. So in terms of the voting, so there is an entire judging day where the judges drill the nominees on their submissions and what they've done. So they get a much better idea of what they actually have done. But the public votes are taken into account. But the judge's decision is final based on their in-depth interviews with the nominees. So it is all very much very clear. It is very much fair and audited. And we've got, I mean, the judges are very, very serious people from auditing firms, from major corporations. It is unbelievable. And just the whole awards, the level of and the caliber of individuals from the judges to the nominees to the attendees is something really beyond spectacular. And it was a spectacular evening.
It really was. And so Nati, can you tell us Gina, a little bit about Dina's dress?
Oh my goodness, you looked absolutely stunning. Tell me about this dress.
First of all, Zanati, you have to describe it.
So the dress, it looks like are these like flowers.
They are
red and pink flowers all over the dress. Oh my goodness. Tell me about it. It looks a bit like lacy as well.
It is. So actually, I don't really have a lot of spare time to do a bit of shopping. So I had to go to safeguard Ryan Keys, who is a legend designer. Love him. He's a South African designer.
I've heard.
And he just like puts it together. I literally went there. He basically wrapped the material around me. Knew what it was,
that's
measured me once,
what
and then I went
pleasure.
To fetch my dress
wow.
on Friday after 4 o'clock
wow.
in the afternoon.
Wow.
And
wow.
he was literally sewing flowers onto the dress before I took it.
Sensational, absolutely.
And
did your mother approve?
She did, apparently.
She did.
She told me she liked the dress. So
it was a loaded question. I knew the answer because I spoke to your mother and I asked if she approved.
You did not.
I did too.
How would you stir up?
I can't be trusted.
The spoon is holding it so
big. You know that I'm a loose cannon.
So
I did ask your mother if she approved.
Cannot.
And she loved your dress. So,
And Janice Stone did my hair and makeup. She is a legend makeup artist.
Incredible.
And she was the best. And Ryan was fantastic. And everyone stepped up. Everyone looked amazing. You were looking so dapper in your Turkish outfit.
In my Turkish suit. But, people did. Lindy looked stunning.
Lindy
absolutely
looked
stunning.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah, Zanati wasn't
I
there,
also
so we
stunning
don't know.
In spirit.
In
you
spirit.
Always do that. You shine through.
Shining eyes. Time is 8:45. Let's take a look at what's going on Highways and Bowers. Dina Diamond, thank you as always and well done for an absolutely spectacular evening. It really, certainly made me very proud to be part of the crowd. 8:46.